Good evening, saints of God. Good, beautiful Monday evening. I trust you're blessed as beautiful, beautiful Monday evening. You're listening to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is our Monday Daily Bread Service. Monday Daily Bread Service for May the 8th, 2023. In 2023, it's Kingdom Priority for me. Amen. It's going to be just a quick, short message because we started having Sunday services at the Vaca Center in Round Rock. And we'll continue this for the month of May. And we'll find out what the Lord has for us in April. But we started our in-person services this Sunday, on the 7th, at the Baca Center in Round Rock. And next Sunday, May the 14th, at 2 p.m., we'll be celebrating Mother's Day. So we'd love to have you with us. If you can come, if you can't, invite somebody that will. We'll have blessings for our mothers. Amen. Our scripture for this month is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, "You be confident of the very thing, that God, who has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus' return." So God has blessed each and every one of us with a measure of faith. And faith is not optional. It's required to please God. Number one, it's required. And number two, it's expected. God has blessed us with it, and he expects us to walk by faith. We're saved by faith. We live by faith. The righteous are blessed, we're redeemed by faith. So faith is very important to God, and it's not optional. Amen. It's required and it's expected. Brother Hagin, the president of the Bible school that Pastor Rose and I went to, he prophesied years ago that Rhema graduates would have something to do would help usher in the return of our King. And this Sunday in one of our services, we have a special member in our church, been with us for years and years, recently graduated from Rhema. So the Lord had Pastor Rose and me just anoint him. Brother Hagin laid hands and anointed us when we graduated, and that's what we did Sunday. It was a special service. It was a beginning of something new. You know, it's been 3 years since we had in-person services because of COVID. COVID changed the world. It changed the world. It changed America. It changed the church. But COVID did not change our God. He is still God. He is still faithful. He is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He still sits on the throne of the Most High. So God is so faithful. Amen. But it's something new for us. Behold, God says, I will do a new thing. And he does something different with our church. I mean, we're a church. We're different. Some might not consider us a church because of the size, but God doesn't look at the numbers. He looks at our obedience, our dedication, our compromise, without compromising. That's what God looks at. So we may be small, but with God, we are affecting the kingdom of God. We are establishing the kingdom of God, supporting missions around the world. Amen. So we're blessed. The Holy Spirit, we purposed at the beginning of our Sunday service to create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit showed up, and we just had an awesome anointed time, an awesome time. So all this month, the month of May, we're going to be celebrating our mothers. Shakespeare, one of the greatest authors, more books and poems and stories. He said, "Mother is a name of God in the hearts of little children." Isn't that blessed? So this month, we're celebrating mothers. Amen. Mothers. Nowadays, they can have test tube babies. And surrogate mothers started with Abraham and Sarah. Sarah had her maid deliver a baby for her. So most women can be mothers, but not all mothers are mothers. Amen. This month, we're celebrating our mothers. the bestest best friend that God gave us. Can you say amen? Amen. For us men, women love us not because we are lovable. Can I get an amen from the men? Amen. Women love us because it's their nature to love. Can I get an amen from the women? Amen. Amen. Ladies, don't ever expect any man to be or to do what only the Lord Jesus Christ can be and only what the Lord Jesus Christ can do. Sometimes we put too much pressure on men and, you know, we are called to be the head of the house. We're called to be the protectors, the providers, the professors, and but you know what? The Lord blesses us. He graces us to be able to do that. But this is our Mother's Month. Amen. Mother's Month. And no woman carries more weight than our mothers. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the love of God never, never dims or dies. The love of God never fades or fails. Jesus is the love of God manifest. Amen. So, mothers, all women want to be free. Your true freedom does not come by your power. Your true freedom to direct your life and to rule your life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Your true freedom comes from your life with Jesus. Godly women, mothers who know Jesus, live their lives as God originally intended. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. This is not just for men. It's for all godly people. God has a plan for our lives. Amen. And this evening, sisters, you can only gain your freedom when you deny yourself. For you to really live is in Christ. A free woman doesn't belong to herself. She belongs to the one who set her free. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Conditions will change when people's hearts change. Our life in Scripture is depicted as a race. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, let us run the race to win the prize. So our life in Scripture is depicted as a race. How you choose to run the race determines the quality of your life. What you run the race with determines the peace and the joy that you possess. Unnecessary baggage can hinder your race. Amen. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us lay aside every weight that so easily hinders our race. Amen. Let us lay aside every weight. That's anything spiritual, anything temporal that hinders. Anxiety. I mean, you know, there's an epidemic of mental disease. People are feeling lonely, depressed, anxiety, and just hopelessness. Amen. A weight is an anxiety, bitterness, busyness, doubts and discouragement, fears, you know, our old nature that keeps coming back into the present, you know, the past, our old nature, and our bestest best friend, the flesh. Let us lay aside every weight that keeps us from running the race. Amen. Weights pull us back and makes the race harder and heavier than it should be. Our old lives are over. Amen. We have the gift of a new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Whatever you're going through, one day we'll look back at this and laugh. Amen. One day we'll look back. Why wait? Let's start laughing. Let's start laughing now. Amen. Joy is one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are kingdom priority days. These are days of unexpected blessings. Pastor Rose and I went to do some errands this morning. And Sunday, I admonished our church to be unexpected blessers. Since January, the Lord said for us to expect unexpected blessings. So January, February, March, here we are, the end of April and the beginning of May. And now the Lord says, be unexpected blessers. So first, you know, we were looking to receive, but now as we give, as we bless others, we will receive unexpected blessings. So this morning we ran some errands and we went to our bank, and one of the precious ladies in our bank that is always so helpful with us, we started with her when she was just a clerk at the bank, and now she's a manager in there. She's been promoted 2 or 3 times, and she's dear to us. She's dear. She always helps us, and she is very, very needful to us. And in December, she was involved in just a horrible, horrible accident. I can't begin to tell you all the injuries that the lady had. I mean, she's a miracle. Everybody kind of gave up on her at the hospital, and it looked like she wasn't going to make it. But we prayed, along with others, we prayed for her, and I believe maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, she finally came back to work, and she's recovering. You can tell she's recovering. Well, today we went in there, and, she came to Pastor Rose and just told her, thank you for her prayers, and Pastor Rose, of course, gave her a hug, and we started praying for her. And this is inside the bank, and the anointing, the divine presence of God came, and the presence of God was so strong. His presence was evident, was present to heal. And we just thank God for the miracle that she is. And man, the anointing was so tangible. The other clerks were just looking at us, praying for the manager. And she just, when Pastor Rose stopped hugging her and we looked at her, the anointing was so strong, she just started weeping. And the anointing was so strong, she could hardly breathe. God, the presence of God was present to minister to this lady. And of course, when the Lord ministers to us, a lot of us, we feel so unworthy. And she goes, I'm sorry, I haven't been going to church. We said, you are the church. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Church isn't in a building. Church is inside every believer. I said, don't allow the enemy to condemn you. I said, God loves you, and you just keep thanking him for the miracle that you are. And it was such a blessing. The anointing was so strong and tangible. But that's what we purpose to this month. We purpose to be unexpected blessers. Blessers, you know, bless somebody with lunch, bless somebody with a $5 bill, $10 bill, give them a Christian handshake, do something for others and see how God will do something for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So these are kingdom priority days. These are days of inspiration, illumination, revelation, impartation, and participation. Let me say that again. Amen. These are kingdom priority days. These are days of inspiration, illumination, revelation, impartation, and participation. Church, these are days of awe. Oh, we need to trust Jesus with all our heart. Stay connected. Amen. Thank you for being so good to us, Father. In closing, this is Mother's Day month. Your mother may forget you, but God and First His Kingdom will never forget you. Hallelujah. First is Kingdom Family Church. We are a mission-oriented church. A mission-oriented church. We're the little church with a big heart for missions. Our seed is known around the world. Thank you, Father. Amen. And each and every one of us has a part to play. I bless God for your part this evening. You are special, needful to Jesus, and together we are called God partners. God partners, co-laborers with Christ. Heavenly Father, this evening, in Jesus' name, I call your people greatly blessed, highly favored, prospering with unexpected blessings to be unexpected blessers from Jesus and man. I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, overflowing wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity on each and every one of our partners. Days of awe to you for your participation. Don't forget our Sunday service at Baca Center, Sunday, May the 14th, Mother's Day at 2 p.m. See you there. Our elders will be with you tomorrow night. Be blessed, be safe, in Jesus' name.